mouse poison is like, or like rat poison, is a blood thinner, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a, because there was an episode of Arrow where the Flash, that was when they introduced the Flash, and he used rat poison to do like a medical procedure.
Well, there's a chemical in rat poison that they use for blood thinner.
Yeah.
For heart patients.
Isn't that why rat poison works? Is it just really thins out their blood and they just kind of die?
So much that it can't oxygenate? The
blood vessels burst. You want to get really into it?
Yeah, I do.
We're rolling, so yes.
The blood vessels burst open and they basically hemorrhaged to death.
When you find him afterwards, do they look like Joffrey from that episode of Game of Thrones where he's just like...
Yeah, and they smell really good, too.
Oh, man.
For about a week until they're all dried out.
Ugh. I'm just thinking, like, that'd be a bad way to go.
Yeah. Nope. I don't know which way I want to go.
There's a movie, isn't there, where, like, they give a woman rat poison. And, like, maybe, like, an old woman. And they've been feeding her rat poison.
I haven't seen that.
I don't know. Well, hey, we're here with the Pulse today, and today we're sitting down with Sean Wagaman and Jillian Angelo, and we're getting ready for our district dinner 2015, and we asked Sean to head up our dinner this year, and so far he's been doing a fantastic job. We have a lot of awesome things planned and ready to go. But first, Sean, what got you involved in the scouting program?
Well, when I started in Cub Scouts with my son, Sergio Quawell Wagaman, and we continued into Boy Scouts, and it's been, I don't know, good over 10 years now, I think,
yeah,
that I've been in the program, so... And it seems like each year that goes by, I try to get more and more involved.
Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are Troop 103. What are some of the cool things that you guys got going on just within your troop? I know there was one time, it was last spring, I believe, I was just driving through Scott County Park with my kids, and I saw a bunch of kids on mountain bikes. And I thought, oh, this looks kind of cool. It was you guys. And you had the mountain biking club out there, the QC Mountain, or something. Do you remember what was the organization that you guys had with? They were, it was like QC Cycling Club or something like that. But they were out there giving cycling safety to your troop, and I thought that was kind of a cool thing that you guys were doing.
Yeah, we like to change things up through the years. We don't want to have the same program every year because the same boys are in the program. You know, usually we try to hang on to them as long as we can, and we don't want to continually expose them to the same stuff because they get bored and then they don't want to stick around. So one of the things we did last year was have that group come out, and we actually did some trail riding, which I've never done in my life, and I really enjoyed it and found
awesome.
Out how much I'm not in shape.
try running the trail. Park. Oh, man. And I thought I was a runner, and then I ran the trail in Scott County Park.
Well, I know you guys also head up within the district a uniform exchange. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually that's one of my ticket items for Wood Badge. We actually started the program about a year ago. This year, part of the Wood Badge that I'm going to do is try to really promote it and push it as hard as I can and make it accessible to everybody that we can in every source of medium that we can. So I'm really excited about it this year, really pushing it and getting going really good, where we actually offer uniforms and books, anything to do with scouting. Basically, we're trying to collect and give it to the needy. So that everybody has an opportunity to be in scouts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here are some uniforms for you right now.
He just pulled out about three of them out of his desk drawer, so there you go.
Sounds great.
But one of the reasons that we came to Troop 103 to help us basically planned this district dinner this year was you guys have a strong tradition of bringing a huge crowd to our district dinner. And I know for a fact the last 3 years you have brought the largest crowd and in turn have won the Artie Duncan Lodge, which is also an incentive that we have again this year. So you guys are going to shoot for it again, I take it.
Oh, yeah. It's a goal of ours to get that Artie Duncan Lodge. The boys, that's one of the events that we do each year for the boys, and we pretty much cater to them instead of them having to cook and do all the chores and all that. The adults come out and play, and we take care of most of the work and let the boys have just a good time and not have to worry about all the things they have to worry about when they go to a camp out normally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, what are some of the things that we have in store? I know you've lined up a lot of different things this year, and this district dinner this year is going to look completely different from district dinners in the past. So what are some of the new things that we've got in store?
Well, we wanted to liven it up this year. We brought in some barbecue from Lazy Dog, and I actually had Lazy Dog cater my wedding a few years back, and they did an excellent job. Great food, probably the best. One of the best in the Quad Cities. We also have North of 40 coming in. It's if you haven't heard of them, they're a country rock band, and they're well known around the Quad Cities. And I know a couple of the guys in the band, and we had a discussion. They said they would be glad to come out and entertain us for a couple hours that night. Music will probably start following dinner and awards. Mm-hmm. So. We're really excited about those two big things. And then we have also going to have door prizes like we've had in the past. So, and just in case you didn't know yet, we're planning on having a cash bar there.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And it's all going to be held at the Clarion Hotel.
Yep.
Which is another deal that you got done. You knew the guy there, and he cut us a really good deal. And just so you know, Sean has done a fantastic job of going to these different individuals, and they're giving the scouts a really good, the Catan scouts a really good rate for everything that we're doing here, and we couldn't be more excited and grateful for what's going on. Now, a portion of that district dinner every year is our District Award of Merit recipients, and this year we have...
We have four District Award of Merit recipients. Our first one is Bob Christopher. Bob has been doing a lot of work for the district for some time. He was district chairman a few years back, and since then he's helped us build our district committee. He was our nominating chair, and he's a big driving force behind the Merit Badge Challenge at St. Ambrose. Bob's put a lot of work in the district, and this is a very well-deserved award. Actually, everybody we have is a very well-deserved award. Katie Resig. Katie is the charter rep at PAC 88 and helps out a lot there, but also has helped out a ton with Friends of Scouting and finance and fundraising and popcorn and everything else within the district. And
most recently was on Paula Sands Live.
Yeah.
She's a local celebrity.
So a local celebrity, Katie Resig. and then Gina Extra and Ricka Stewart, who, of course, are a day camp team and have put in two great years of day camp. And we're really excited to recognize all four of them. So if you're part of Troop 89 or the Merit Badge Challenge or Friends of Scouting or PAC 88, anything with a day camp or a PAC 667, I mean, if you know these guys, even more reason to come to our dinner. And now what's going to be great about dinner is that, you know, a lot of times with scout things, you go and you're in your uniform and, you know, you have speakers and it might be boring or whatever. This is the exact opposite. You don't need to be in your uniform actually, we say like business casual, and bring your spouse. This is going to be fun, and we're really going to focus on, you know, we had a really good year in 2014 for the district, and we want to celebrate that.
Right.
This is a celebration of scouting here in Catan, and I think this is a great way to Way to do it.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about
it. So am I. And the one thing that we wanted to switch up is we don't want everybody to simply just sit at their table and stay with the people that they're comfortable with. We'd like people to mingle a little bit, be comfortable, have some nice music going in the background, an opportunity to dance and have fun. It's on a Thursday night, March 12th. I don't know if you mentioned that yet, but it is on March 12th at the Clarion Hotel again, just at the end of Brady Street there. Lots of cool stuff here. If you get your institutional head there, if you can invite them, which we would encourage every unit to do, they will get a free meal. They will eat for free, or he or she will eat for free.
Which,
so
103, you guys have had your institutional head there the last couple of years.
Yes, we will. Have. Yep, Will's been there.
Will, and then
times.
The captain of the, or whoever, the guy who...
Post Commander?
Post Commander.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Post Commander. He has been there the last couple of years. That's been really nice.
That's awesome. Yep.
Sean, you mentioned your Woodbatch tickets. What are some of the other things that you're going to try and accomplish in the next couple of years with your Woodbatch tickets?
Well, the concept of the Wood Badge, in my eyes, is to a way to get more involved in scouting and in a little deeper, you know, where all the inner happenings. Mm-hmm. And so some of the things that I worked towards was this dinner, and also I wanted to get this program with the uniforms going pretty well. So those are the two really big things. I also taught at University of Scouting, which I would have never even ever thought of doing in my life, because I'm not really the teacher type. But I did it. I did it well. It made me get over my fear of speaking in mm-hmm. front of people that I didn't know. And that really helped out.
What was
that.
The class? What did you teach?
I taught knife safety, Cub Scout knife safety.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yep. So it was a neat experience, and I plan on doing it again. So Wood Badge works.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Blood drives.
Oh yeah, I'm doing a blood drive coming up. I actually committed to organizing at least 4 blood drives over the next year.
Wow.
So
that's a big undertaking.
That'll be a neat thing to do. And
Ian will give blood.
Will you?
No, Andy will.
I am. Ian will. You'll much more get blood out of Ian before you get blood out of him.
Well, guess what? You guys are going to get a phone call.
I don't know, man. I support everybody who gives blood. I don't
gives
them
a pat on the back, but you ain't taking my arm.
Yeah.
Sean, you're also a local business owner in the QC. What is it that you do professionally?
The name of my company is Midwest Pest Management and Lawn Services. I've been on my own now for over 10 years, and we do snow removal this time of year, usually. Lawn maintenance, the big part of my business is pest control and termite control, and that's more of a spring-summer type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just started doing work for the city of Davenport. I've been doing work for the last 30 years for the county.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of the bigger accounts.
Yeah.
I got. I do the iWireless Center. So,
Oh, wow.
You know, the company's growing over the years, and I couldn't do what I do without all the help that I have behind scenes, kind of like what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Our committee, they do so much of the work, and I get all the credit. But I like to every once in a while plug them, because they do all the work for the scouts and. You know, and they do all the hard stuff. I just get the credit usually.
So. Yeah. Well, Sean, Ian and I always like to talk about music,
mm-hmm.
and you're a local musician.
Yes. I play in a band called House Arrest. We've been together over 10 years, between 10 and 15 years. You'd lose track of time, you know. we play the Mississippi Valley Fair every year. That's the big one that we do for the year.
Yeah.
I've been playing in bands since I was a kid. And I won't tell you how old I am. We play 80s rock. So if you get a chance, come out to the fair. We always play on Rock Night, which is Friday night.
Cool.
At the fair. And we play at the, I think they call it the Beer Pavilion, but I don't know what the official name is. Right by the horse stables. But we play every year out there.
Wow. That's cool.
Now, one of the things, now Ian and I like to talk about music all the time, and if you look at like the 60s, you know, that's where like rock music really started, you know, or really like came into its own with the Beatles, you know, the 70s and the 80s, and you can name a lot of bands like from those times,
mm-hmm.
and then when you get to like the 90s, like the bands that have, like, lasting legacies from the 90s, you don't have as many. You have, like, Nirvana and Pearl Jam, yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers, who, yeah, they're probably around before the 90s, but, and really, like, U2 kind of started to come into their own in the 90s.
And, yeah.
But, like, essentially, that's about it. You know, Green Day,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
But what's a band like currently that you think 20 years from now will be thinking like that? Or that was that's like a 2010s band.
You know, when you grow up in the 80s or you grow up in the 60s, whatever, you get kind of used to that's what mm-hmm. you listen to.
Yeah.
So, of course, the bands nowadays seem to be, it's like a revolving circle. It kind of goes back. And I think some of the 80s rock type stuff is coming back slowly. And I don't know if I got one specific band that I would say is going to be around for a long, long time. I think those things have changed, you know, the way you listen to music, where you get it,
yeah.
right.
how you pay for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of things have changed. So it obviously changes the way popularity of bands lasts.
What?
Have you seen a big difference in live shows? As far as, you know, you said you've been in this game for a long time. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a difference where either it's dwindled down and not as many bands are out there? Or is it the opposite, or is it about even, or what are live shows? To me, it doesn't seem like there's as many as there used to be, because that's not how a lot of the bigger bands, bigger artists are getting their base. It seems like they're starting as, and we talked to Chuck Murphy about that, and he's like, yeah, you know, there's so much production that goes into it rather than what the music really is. Have you seen a change in that?
Yeah, I work at the iWireless part-time, and I've done that since 94, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I also work at the Adler Theater. And you have seen a trend where the older bands are still out there touring,
yeah.
maybe different variations of the band. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the original members. But you see the bands that you see nowadays usually have a stint where they have a good 5 years and then you don't hear about them anymore.
Yeah.
It's not like bands like Kiss and, you know, and I don't know.
See, well, like somebody told me that they're like, they don't think that Mumford's going to do another album. They think that Mumford's kind of
just going to tour on what they have.
That, or that they just kind of are done.
They've run their course.
And I'm thinking, that's sad because mm-hmm. that's a band where I have every song they've done on my iPod. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, but something that Ian was saying the other day that he was talking about when he was younger, getting an album, you know, and he goes, that's one of those albums you just listen to, like, the whole album. And I think it used to be, you'd get that album. So, like, Sgt. Pepper's, where, like, that's an album where you can listen to every song
right.
on the album. And I think what you're saying, like, a Weezer, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
Weezer, you
can
listen
album.
To
every single song.
Radiohead had stuff like that. Yeah. Now you listen to like two or three of
yeah.
the songs that have, you know, like the singles, but it's not like bands are known for their albums
right.
anymore.
Yeah, they're known for their hits or their one or two that were good on that record, you
yeah.
know. And I can only count on, I mean, honestly, over the course of however long I've been listening to music, there's only a few albums that I can consider I would listen to it from start to finish. You know what I mean? And none of them are new.
Right.
All of them are older. You
right.
know, none of them are new.
Yeah, I mean, with today's technology, the kids are, you know, they're downloading songs
yep.
and only songs,
yep.
not entire albums. I mean, I still go to the library and check out a CD and listen to the whole CD. You
mm-hmm.
don't see the younger generation so much doing
right.
that type of stuff.
Right.
So.
Right. I have always assumed that inside my iPod there's just a little CD that's and the
that's
iPod,
why you don't work for Apple.
The iPod has incredible skip protection.
There you
skip
go.
Skip protection.
Remember,
I remember
like,
that. Oh,
like,
yeah. I
you turn on your skip protection and then you'd start walking down the block. And then, because I lived in like the 1960s apparently, and walking on the block. But by the time you get to the end of the block, your battery was dead because it took so much battery to do the anti skip protection.
Yep. We used to call those boom boxes.
Oh, like
Discmen were our boombox. You know,
well,
I mean, that's how
Pat Oswalt has a thing where he's like, I want to go back. Because I don't want to go back in time to, like, a long time ago. I don't want to go back to, like, the late 90s and be like, and meet myself and be like, hey, you're listening to Walkman? And he's like, here, take the tape out of that. Now break it in half. He goes, okay, now you see that? That's the size of the thing if you listen to music on 10 years from now. Guess how many songs we could put on it? Every song you possibly want to listen to. Every song.
Well, how true is that? I mean, the little iPod minis or nanos or whatever, they're like the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah.
And just a little bit thicker. And you can put thousands of songs on them.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
And yet we still, I think of like the bands I like where I could just put their entire like greatest hits album on there and just listen to it. Yet I still put like two or three songs and then just go on to the next where I'm like, I can put any song I want to on this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, we have three questions that we ask all of our guests. And our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
TMZ.
Seriously?
Yep.
You watch it every night?
Every night.
At 9:30?
Yep.
It's on right after the 9 o'clock news on Fox, right?
Yep.
That's oh, funny. No kidding.
Isn't that crazy?
You just find that tabloid.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of it.
I have. I don't know if I've watched the whole episode.
Ian
but
loves TMZ.
I sit there and laugh.
Every day he comes in, he's like, did you see what that Kardashian did last night?
I sit there and laugh at everything, and my wife's looking at me like, really?
So, like, it's basically just a half hour of people harassing celebrities, right?
Basically, yep. Mm-hmm. And each other.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Man, I don't know how I feel about the like how celebrities we expect them to not have any privacy at all. Because like from like the minor clips from TMZ that I've seen, it's basically there's like coming out of a restaurant, people approach them on the street, like, "What are you doing at the?"
Yeah.
And then like, I think that'd get annoying after time.
Oh, that's why they snap. That's why a lot of them snap.
Yeah, they're like, why did Britney Spears attack that car with an umbrella? And it's like, I don't, you know, maybe because she has 50 people around
every
taking
time,
pictures of her
every time
she
turns
she
around.
Well, to be honest with you, it's not even necessarily about finding out what the celebrities are doing. It's more of them joking on each other that I entertain me. So.
Yeah.
See, that's how I think that we should have a reality show that takes place following Ian and I in the Catan district and the thing
everyone
that we do.
Would be bored to death. Yeah. So it wouldn't be very successful.
But the whole joking on each other part.
Oh, yeah.
That could be.
Have you guys seen Impractical Jokers? That's
yes.
That's a pretty good show.
What's that on? What channel is it?
TBS?
On? No.
I'm not sure what channel.
True TV. That's it. True TV. That's funny.
We do some pretty royal pranks around these parts.
Sure
he's setting the bar pretty high. I don't know.
One time,
I don't
Ian,
know if it's network
Ian was gone for
worthy.
A week. Ian was gone for a week, and we filled his office to the roof with balloons.
Like 900 balloons, right?
900 balloons,
that's
which
awesome.
Is full of human oxygen. So if you can imagine blowing up 900 balloons.
Did you videotape that, I hope?
We have pictures of. I have video of him discovering the room. Now Ian's revenge was horrific because he covered my office in rabbit skins. Like, we saw these rabbit skins
at camp and
camp,
out at day camp.
And I came in here and you couldn't see anything it was covered in. Now, you know, I'm more of a germaphobe than most folk. And it was pretty bad.
Hair everywhere.
Oh,
it smelled in here. Because you can imagine.
They have like a weird like dust. I had to bring in my own vacuum cleaner to vacuum up everything.
Probably had gloves on, right?
Oh, it was pretty rough.
The second question. Sean, if you could do anything, your dream job, start all over and do it all over again, or you just have your dream job, what would it be? Besides
the
one
you
have.
Doing now.
Yeah, besides what you're doing now.
Besides the one
yes.
I'm doing now. Well, that's a tough question because, you know, I'm so happy with what I do and the people that I'm around. You know, I do play music, but I'd like to do it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been nice to be able to, you know, if you could go back and start all over to know what I know now and
mm-hmm.
what you need to do and be nice to do that type of lifestyle. I think I'd like it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Cool. All right, so you get to meet one person, and it could be alive, dead, fictional, anybody, and have a meal with them. Who are you going to meet, and what do you eat?
What do I eat? Let's see. If I was going to meet anybody, it would be somebody from the band Kiss. It would probably be Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
And what would I eat? Boy, that's a good question. Probably, you know, probably pizza or something with them. You know, I'd want it to be nice and calm and be able to relax and right. ask them anything I want.
Are you a member of the Kiss Army?
When I was a kid. I have a Kiss collection at my house.
Really?
Yeah, I've collected since the 70s.
No kidding.
And it covers my entire basement. I have shelves to the ceiling full of Kiss memorabilia.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Wow.
So.
Now, will you be buried in a Kiss casket?
Planning on it.
That's awesome. Oh, man. I like Kiss, and I have for some time. But I think it's funny the like reaction that Kiss gets from people. There's people that like really don't like Kiss,
yeah.
Or like how Kiss it took them forever to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and there'd be years where they weren't even like on the nomination block, and it's just funny the. Reaction kind of that people have given this band.
So when you first got into playing music and into a band, were you ever a Kiss band, or did you guys ever do any kind of makeup or anything like that? Or
well, even the current band I'm in, we're kind of a since it's a theatrical band, that's the kind of music that I like, or kind of shows I like to see. I don't want to go watch an artist perform as an album. You know,
yeah.
I'll just put the album on if that's what I want to see.
Right, right.
So I like bands like Alice Cooper that put on good shows and stuff. When our band plays, I make several costume changes. And when we play Kiss songs, I'll play one of the guitars that they play, and I'll put on a mask.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we don't just go out there and play the music. We go out there and live it. So.
What are some of the good? Because I saw one. This was down at the iWireless. This was a couple years ago, and it was outside. But as a Kiss cover band, what are some of the better Kiss cover bands in the area?
Well, they have a band called Strutter.
That's it.
Yep,
they got a big banner that says Strutter, and it lights up and flashes and stuff, yep. And they were good. They've really had
a Little People Kiss tribute band before. That's kind of cool to see that. And, got to be politically correct.
the great thing is that there was four... like little people who are like, what are we going to do for a job? What if we dressed up like Kiss and played?
It's pretty neat. It's pretty fun. I don't know. I enjoy entertainment and shows and just, yeah, I enjoy everything I do. So
Cool. Well, we want to thank you beforehand because we know this is going to be a great event. So thank you guys for all your work on this. The preliminary work is really where it all happens, and you guys have taken this and ran with it. And we are really excited to see how it all pays off. But again, March 12th, Clarion Hotel, District Dinner, live band, barbecue, come out and play. It should be fun. So make sure we have an RSVP date, March 9th. Sign up early. Sign up as a unit. Big packs, big troops, and try to win that RD Duncan Lodge free weekend. So, Sean, thank you. Jillian, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you. Guys.